O City of Light, O Club of the Capital, O Paris Saint-Germain. Here we will share the magical story behind the leading club in French football. (1975 to 1989) Jean-Marc Pelerger had not yet turned 18 when he pulled on Paris Saint-Germain's colors for his first division debut. Even today, he remains the Paris club's all-time appearance holder with 435 games in PSG's various colors.
Le maillot, ça représente tout, quoi, je veux dire, voilà.
The shirt is everything, as it represents the city, the club, the players, the fans, and the manager. The shirt is symbolic. It truly was the club that I wanted to sign for when I was a child. It gives me great pride to have worn the shirt for so long and to have tried to do justice to that one shirt for as long as possible.
Voilà, le plus longtemps possible.
A football shirt story is created by the players who wear it, while they wear it, and take us on that journey with them. However, PSG's shirt has had a life of its own, several even. There have been many variations, and with them, there's a well-stitched patchwork of anecdotes. Like during a French Cup quarterfinal on May 4th of 1974. PSG, then in the second division, welcomed Carlos Bianchi's great Stade de Reims side. Parc des Princes was full. Back then, communication was not as easy as it is today. There were no emails or social media to keep you in the loop. PSG's leadership were really scraping the barrel. Michel Collard, PSG supporter and club historian, recalls the unusual buildup.
Then President Henri Patrel thought that PSG should play in red. There was a major misunderstanding with the Reims hierarchy pre-game, as they did not receive this information. Henri Patrel was furious because 1 hour before the game, both teams had the same shirt. He rushed to find some white shirts, and some even had the France national team insignia. Unfortunately, it was impossible to find any other shirts. PSG took a 5-0 drubbing at the hands of Reims, wearing the shirt of the France national team. I still find it quite incredible, given that most of the players never played at international level in their careers.
Two seasons later, and there was a brush with something almost supernatural. The iconic Hester shirt, which was referred to as BWRWB, BBRBB in French, because of its color coding, blue, white, red, white, blue, got an unexpected makeover.
C'est peut-être une légende urbaine du Paris Saint-Germain.
There is a bit of an urban PSG legend, but it is 1975 or 76, and PSG are playing in a different shirt from the season before. There was the Hector shirt, which was a classic with red replacing the blue. It was a superb idea in terms of its creation. The shirt would be very popular, but there was a massive manufacturing problem. There was a mistake, and the colors got mixed up. It created something of a reverse Hector shirt to the one we know today.
Donc c'est ce qu'on appelle un peu aujourd'hui un maillot Hechter inversé.
Back in the 80s, there was a strategic textile choice which gave the shirt an entirely new look.
C'est ce maillot blanc avec la pente.
It is the white shirt with thinner red and blue vertical stripes down the side. Its history is quite singular. In fact, this white shirt was actually destined to be an away shirt at the time. However, it gradually became the home shirt because the manager at the time, Georges Perroche, thought that the players could see each other more clearly on the field when wearing it. So it is remembered as a home shirt. PSG won their first titles, so the two French Cups in 82 and 83, as well as the 86 league success. Their first European Cup games were played in these shirts too. It came to represent PSG at a time when the wider public were starting to learn about the club.
The triumphant white shirt was shelved in 1998. When the club was fighting for survival in the top flight, the blue kit became a superstition.
All season long, PSG had played in classic white at Parc des Princes. There was a blue away shirt which PSG wore less. The club is 19th, a few rounds from the end of the season. A massive feat is needed in Marseille to avoid the drop, and OM are playing for the title. The miracle happened. PSG won in Marseille wearing blue. After that game, there is still an important one to come against Lens, who are also fighting to survive. The players decide to wear blue, despite it not being the home shirt. It is total superstition after the win in Marseille, which was vital. It brings them luck again as PSG wins 4-1.
Et donc ça va leur porter chance, hein, puisque le Paris Saint-Germain va s'imposer 4-1
As we continue to follow the threads of history, there's an event being prepared in the French capital. Paris is a candidate for the 1992 Olympic Games. Guy Adon, PSG's then sporting coordinator, saw the opportunity to give the club an Olympic image.
I thought that the logo was fantastic. I told myself it is something that we could incorporate into our shirts. This gave me the idea to stylize the logo for the city of Paris by using the Eiffel Tower. I made a small mock-up and showed President Borrelli. He told me to get the shirt made and we will present one to Jacques Chirac. Okay, we are introduced and we show Chirac. He says that yes, it is great and wonderful. We start playing with this shirt and suddenly Borrelli tells me that we have an issue with the shirt. Chirac told me that the logo does not belong to Paris, but to its designer. The mayor did not even know that the logo belonged to someone else.
Then there was the impossible sponsorship counterfeit. During the 2000-2001 season, PSG were up against Champions League opponents with the same sponsor as them.
There were AC Milan and Bayern Munich, with both clubs sponsored by Opel. PSG at the time was also sponsored by Opel. However, UEFA rules prohibited two clubs from playing each other with the same sponsor. So, a shirt was made with Corsa for this. It was the Opel Corsa. So not their most beautiful car, but it enhanced the brand, with a little nod of the head, and was still a great shirt. However, nobody had heard of Corsa before that.
Even more daring was the 2001-2002 season. PSG traveled to the Velodrome with an outfit specifically designed by manufacturers Nike for the occasion. For the first time ever, PSG plays in black.
We go with a shirt that is a bit out of the ordinary. PSG had never played in black, and it came out for the Marseille game in the hope that PSG will pull off a win against OM. If that had happened, the sales would have been huge. As it transpired, PSG lost in Marseille. However, it was perhaps the first time that shirts became a marketing object.
The next time that the club wore black came in 2015-2016. On November 15th, there's a series of terrorist attacks across Paris, which plunged the city into fear and sadness with massive trauma inflicted. On November 25th, PSG go to Sweden to face Malmö in the Champions League. The players take to the field with shirts calling for unity. Instead of the sponsor, written across the chest in capital letters is Je suis Paris. Just days later, at the Parc des Princes in Ligue 1, the tribute to the victims of the attack was met with solidarity from the crowd.
There was this shirt and a moment of real communion. I think that all PSG lovers needed the club to be there in support. There was a minute of silence, and I had never experienced anything like it at Parc des Princes. It was symbolic and magnificent. That shirt will be remembered forever.
Going further than appearances of which the shirt is just one, however, the fact that it's worn so close to the heart makes it timeless.
Je suis Paris.
Je suis Paris.
Noi siamo uniti.
Je suis Paris.
Je suis Paris.
Je suis Paris.
Four years later, Notre Dame de Paris was devastated by flames, and PSG showed its support with a commemorative shirt. There was a visual of the monument on the chest and Notre Dame on the back instead of the players' names and numbers. Paris Magique is a Paris Saint-Germain podcast available across all listening platforms and the club's platform. Produced by Baba Bem, written by Melina Boetti, and hosted by David the Host.